In this bulletin, Israel delays the reopening of the Rafah crossing. Homicide detectives called in to probe a fatal fire in the central Queensland city of Gladstone. And in cricket, Marnus Labuschagne set to return to Australia's test team. With all the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stewart. Israel says it's preparing for the reopening of the Gaza Strip's Rafah crossing with Egypt to allow a passageway for Palestinians as it continues to trade blame with Hamas over violations of the US-mediated ceasefire. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar has told an Italian news agency the crossing will probably be open on Sunday, but other Israeli spokespeople, including the Israeli military aid agency COGAT, say coordination is underway with Egypt to decide on when the crossing should be reopened for the movement of people. The Egyptian Al Kahira News says hundreds of humanitarian aid trucks have begun entering the Gaza Strip from Egypt Kerem Shalom and Al-Alja crossings. The organisers of pro-Palestinian protests in Melbourne have announced a pause to the weekly rallies. The Free Palestine Coalition have confirmed the move in a social media post to suspend the rallies which have been held every Sunday outside the State Library of Victoria. The group says it will be giving out support to community members who have arrived from Gaza and announcing future actions as necessary in response to the situation. The decision has been announced just days after Sydney organisers said they would continue their demonstrations, although they would be scaled back to monthly events. Police say they are keeping an open mind into the cause of a horror house fire in Queensland that claimed the lives of a woman and two boys. Homicide detectives have arrived to probe the scene in Gladstone, but police say they are keeping an open mind about what might have happened. Representatives from a victims' assistance program are set to door-knock the neighbourhood to ensure residents get the correct information about the investigation and avoid community unrest. Neighbour Annie Mae Platt says everyone is in shock.
We've just come down to lay some flowers as a tribute to the boys. They used to come down sometimes and play with my son, and my daughters knew them, so we just thought we'd come down to show some respect.
Legislation for a treaty between First Peoples and the Victorian government has passed the lower house overnight with support from the crossbench and Labour. First Peoples Assembly of Victoria co-chair and Wamba Wamba Yorta Yorta Zha Zha Wurrung and Dudoora woman Gara Murray says the bill's passage marks a big moment.
This time for paternalistic governments making decisions on behalf of our people ends with this treaty. Our people will no longer tolerate being the political football that politicians kick around looking to further their own selfish interests.
Opposition MPs voted against the bill, which sets out a framework to make the First Peoples Assembly permanent, as well as structures for consultation and accountability. The legislation now heads to the upper house, where it's expected to be debated in coming weeks. The opposition is under pressure to outline a migration policy as it continues to criticise the government over an immigration intake it sees as too high. It's a key issue for the coalition, with polls suggesting they're losing ground to One Nation, which has long campaigned for reduced immigration. The issue is also creating tension internally, with Liberal MP Andrew Hastie citing immigration policy when he resigned from shadow cabinet this month. Opposition leader Susan Lee says she also wants lower migration, but she won't say by how much or which visas would be cut.
We'll develop an immigration policy that recognises that pressures on our infrastructure are unacceptable at this point in time, that values the migration that comes to Australia and the contribution that our migrants make, and recognises that this is a complex play between migrants who come here for family reunion, for humanitarian reasons, for student visas and for skilled work.
And in sport, Queenslander cricketer Marnus Labuschagne appears certain to return to Australia's test team for the Ashes, making an emphatic case for selection with his fourth century in five innings for Queensland. Labuschagne was dumped from the test team in June, but now he has four tons across all formats to start the summer. The Ashes series will be open in Perth on November 21. And that's all the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom. I'm Katrina Stewart.